Brainstorming and sharing ideas is the funnest part of the creative process. We decided to skip the boring part of actually making stuff and just do the fun part. I'm your host, Tom Walma.
Angie Burgess.
Mark Hamilton.
And this is Creativity Wasted. And Tommy, your mic did not work.
So I have a couple ideas. I scribbled down a couple of things. So the first is an invention. It's called the popcorn straw, and it's to eliminate all that greasy butter salt you get on your fingers when you're eating popcorn. Mm-hmm. So it's called the popcorn straw. So I don't know if you can see this. Now, this would not be the illustration I would use for Shark Tank or anything like that. There's popcorn. There's the straw. There's somebody's mouth. That's the first illustration. Then you have to follow the easy one-step instructions.
Suck, is that what it says?
There's Tommy.
Thank you. And then for those romantic evenings, when you're with that very special person, we've got the popcorn straw for two.
Huh.
So the popcorn straw. Ladies and gentlemen.
So that one has two instructions, suck and blow. Right?
That's an observation, not so much an instruction. But thank you.
So my first question is, how do you – I'm picturing if you're sucking a piece of popcorn, you're going to have to suck really hard. And correct. It's just going to come flying like down your throat.
Well, Tom, if you're a professional like me, that doesn't happen.
But maybe you could put like some sort of
filter screen
so it hits the screen and then it falls like straight down.
Yeah, look here, like this, Tom.
Oh, I can't tell.
Yeah.
There's a nice filter
right
there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Or even here, look, we'll put it here. See?
Awesome.
Just solve that problem.
I'm into it. Like, I love popcorn.
Yeah, me too.
Tom, I wasn't saying suggesting it's a legitimate product, nor am I suggesting that I'm going to, you know, ship this off to the open market. It was just a prototype, an idea.
One thing you could do, you could put a vacuum on it so you don't have to suck.
Okay.
It sucks for you.
It would take some of the fun out of it, I think, but I'll vacuum? Let me write that down. Vacuum? Okay.
I like the popcorn straw for two. Almost like riding a tandem bike for two.
Well, you know what? Maybe I could come up with a popcorn straw on a tandem bike.
Uh-huh.
Look at that.
Making
romantic stones at once.
The tandem straw, you really got to trust someone. And that's the thing, because Tom even said suck and blow. That's you're throwing the popcorn to someone else. And
absolutely.
Yeah.
Turn into a weapon.
Well, need somebody certified in CPR on standby.
These are notes I should be writing down, by the way.
One thing, though.
I like it, though.
To make changes that I never really thought about, but yeah.
So it seems like it's for like romantic couples.
Well, Tom, you know me, I'm romantic.
Like to bring people together, but really it's creating a competition. Like whoever sucks the hardest gets it.
Gets
so
the
really,
most popcorn.
It's not bringing you together. It's pulling you apart. It's creating a relationship battle.
Chasm? Yeah.
Yeah.
When I eat popcorn at the movie theater, I'm realizing after saying this, I'm not just grabbing one or two. I scoop and
shovel
then pick
full,
out
man.
Of that hand.
Yeah,
yeah, shovel and then like do that. So I like it because you're pacing it out and you're not getting butter all over your hands. Like just on your fingers is one thing, but it's a competition when I'm there. I love that stuff.
Maybe the companion is the popcorn shovel. With a hearty appetite.
So I gotta write that down. Popcorn shovel.
if you're gonna have a vacuum,
these are all very good notes. These are all very good notes. I'll take
it. If it vacuums up a kernel that isn't popped, maybe I could have a little heater in there to pop it and then shoot it up.
Yeah. That's maybe two.
Recycle the butter and pop it.
Yeah. I guess all I thought about was avoiding the mess on the hands, all these other things.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Never need to use a napkin again while eating.
Well, that was the hope. That was the hope. But
I'm it's like an elephant kind of.
Yeah.
I like it.
Can you use
very good ideas, ladies and gentlemen.
Other foods like spaghetti. Spaghetti straw.
Oh, spaghetti straw.
That might be really dangerous. Just put a different label on it.
Some of the best foods are from a straw. Like, I really like malt. So if you add Whopper to that, like a Whopper mix, that sounds good.
I don't know.
Malt popcorn. I need it.
Yeah. Beer flavored popcorn.
This is non-alcoholic, but it's still.
Okay, I'm going to add that beer flavored popcorn to it. Well, very important.
If you have a popcorn straw, you could also have a popcorn helmet with the straw going in.
Like you do with
the beer.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But then the people sitting behind you might steal your popcorn.
I like the look of that, Tom.
Or birds could poop into your popcorn if it's an outdoor concert.
Well,
you put a net over it.
Yeah.
But they could still get through.
I think that's enough to squelch the idea right there. Birds shitting in your popcorn, Tom.
Birds swooping down, like, into your popcorn. Like,
I just watched that movie the other day by Alfred Hitchcock, so yeah.
The birds!
Yeah.
They could do that if it's in your hand too, I suppose. But the fact that it's on your head, it might seem like a better, easier target to the birds.
The birds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They might not even know there's a person underneath it.
Wow, very good ideas.
Well, I guess we can wrap it up. You guys have any comedy shows or podcasts or social media things you want to plug?
I actually just signed up for another Zoom workshop. Every now and then I do Zoom comedy classes with Dave Schwinson.
He's in Cleveland.
He used to be a booker for Evening at the Improv years ago. And then when the pandemic hit, he started doing online comedy workshops.
Oh, cool.
It's like $75 for 4 weeks, and we just get together and write. And then the fourth week is kind of like a showcase where we invite friends or whoever, family, just to kind of test your material out and see where you get the laughs.
That's all done online?
All online.
Oh, cool.
I'm doing Bricky's World Record Comedy Festival in 2024.
Oh, wow.
There's a place out in Miamisburg, Ohio. It's out in the Dayton, Ohio area, and they're doing 80 continuous hours of stand-up comedy.
Holy shit.
I signed up to be in it. I had to do 15 minutes, and with the rules to keep it going, there has to be at least, I guess, 10 people in the audience at all times, and people have to perform at least a 15-minute set each comedian.
Oh, wow.
Are they going for a world record or something?
Yeah. Yep, world record.
Oh, that's cool. That'd be fun.
Yeah. If you like this podcast, please subscribe and give a review or rating on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you got it.
I have a website, creativitywasted.com, and I also started a Patreon. So if you love the show, consider donating to Patreon.
Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of Planet Amp Podcast, powered by Pinecast.